Maseches Brachos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Mayer and Shulamith May and family of Los Angeles, California.
Perek Ein Oindim Lehispalil has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Steve Shulman. May the Torah studied through the Shiurim be a zechus for him and his entire family. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Zev Kohn, Rav of Adas Yeshurun in Chicago, Illinois, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur, Maseches Brachos, will be on the Lamed Amud Beis, and I'd like to focus on the halacha of Kovod HaTfilah, as far as Malbushim, as far as clothing is concerned. The Gemara in the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachos is trying to find the makor for the halacha of Ein Oimdim L'Spala or Mitoch Kovod Rosh. So Gemara says, Omer Bishur Ben Levi Mehoch, Hishtakul Hashem Ma'adris Kodesh. A pasuk in Tehillim that we're all familiar with. And Rishuv and Levi does something unusual. I don't even know why he does this. He says, Al Tikrei Bahadras, do not read the pasuk Bahadras, Loshen Hidur, splendor, Ela Becharodas, from Loshen Chorad, from fear, from awe. So the Gemara says to Rishuv and Levi, Mimai, how do you know that we should read the pasuk Harodas referring to fear or awe, which means Kavod Raish? Dumali Elohim Lacha, Hadris Kodesh. Maybe Yitaka means Hadris Kodesh in the word Hidur. And now the Gemara says, Ki Hadra of Yehuda, like the great Amir of Yehuda, Havi Mitzayan Nafshe, Vahoda Matzli. He's Mitzayan Nafshe, Vahoda Matzli. So Rashi says, the words Mitzayan Nafshe means, Mekashe Atzmo Bibigodov. He beautify himself, Bibigodov. That's the way he davened. Havi Mitzayan Nafshe, Vahoda Matzli. And then he davened. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, on the Yudam and Aleph, a similar Gemara, it says, Hikon likras elokecha Yisrael. From that pasuk, in almost, prepare yourselves, likras elokecha Yisrael to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, this refers to davening. And after listing a number of Amorim, the Gemara says, Amor of Ashi, Chazim alei Rav Kahana, ki ika tsara bi'almo, shadi glime, upocha yodei, umatzli, oma ka'avda kamimori. When there was soros in the belt, he davened like an eved in front of the bayir. And then it says, ki ika shlama, when there was peace, lovish, he got dressed. Umis kase, he covered himself. Umis ate, umatzli. And he wrapped himself, and he davened. Now, Kivager and Gilyan Ashas, on that Gemara, and the Yudam and Alf, in Shabbos, says, Ayin brachas lamed amud beis. He doesn't say which Gemara he means, but Pipshutai, he means this Gemara that we just read. Ki hod Rav Yehuda, habi mitzayin nafshe, v'hoda matzli. Now, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Hei, Halochei, where the Rambam talks about tikkun ha-malbush ketzah. How should a person have his clothing set for when he davens? It says, Mesake malbush of tchila. He should fix his clothing, prepare his clothing properly. Umetzayin atzmoy umahadir. And he should mitzayin himself umahadir. Mitzayin is like the lashon that we just had in the Gemara in Brachos. Shenem ishtakul Hashem adres kredesh. So the Rebbeinu Menoyach on the Rambam right there, once again, Perek Hei, Halacha Hei, Hinuchas Tefillah, quotes our two Gemaras. He puts them both together, just like Rav Kivager. Mekasher Atzmo Begodov, Loshon HaGemara, Mitzayin Nafshi U'Matzli, which is the Gemara that we just read in Brachos. Shenem Meshachol Hashem, which is the Pasuk from Brachos. Utsiv, he says, Hikon. And Hikon again, Hikon Likras L'Kach Yisrael, is the Pasuk from the Gemara in Shabbos. Lecha Mishnah himself also puts both of these Gemaras together. So in other words, there is no Machlekes HaSugis. It's Amoroyim saying the same thing in different Lashonos. That a person should prepare himself. Mekashet, again, as Rashi's Lashon is, Mekashet Atzmo Bibigodov. That's the way a person should daven. The Tur, in Arachayim, Simen, Sadek Aleph, starts off the Simen and says, Tikun Begodov Ketzad, quotes the Gemara Perakam of the Shabbos. And then he says, Shoye Sholom, I miskashet with begodim, noyim, and mispal. He was miskashet himself with begodim, noyim, and that's the way he was mispal. Once again, this concept of being miskashet, beautifying yourself with nice clothing, umispal. That's the way Yitzhadam. That's the way Yitzhadam. Now, it's interesting to note, the Machaber in Simon Tzadik Aleph does not bring down this Lashon at all. Until the end of the Simon, where the Ramah brings down the Lashon of, again, quoting Beis Dam, and then he says, "Be'ei Shalom, Yesh Liskashet to Begodim Noam Lisfal." A person should prepare himself with Begodim Noam Lisfal. Now, in Simon Tzadik Chesed Arachayim, the Tur, as well as the Machaber, quoting the Tur, in Sif Dalet, says the following halacha. Now, if anybody can find the makor, I would greatly appreciate calling up the makor of the following din. He lists a number of things. It's an incredible sif to be mechazik our tefillah. Tzadik Ches Sif Dalet says like this: Hatfila hi b'makom makor. A person has to be careful that the tefillah should be doima to a korban, which means the first thing is bekavono v'layara b'machshava acheres. A person should daven with kavona and not have any other machshava in his mind. Which advice I personally, l'anias daiti, or for myself, is one of the hardest halachas in all of Shulchan Aruch. To stay focused and not think of anything else during davening. Meaning during Shemoneh Esrei, v'layara b'machshava acheres. K'machshava shabazalos b'kosha. A person should daven standing. Nothing should be between you and the wall. And then the Mechaber says like this. And this is what I need a Mekor. I have not found the Mekor for this halacha. It's proper that a person should have Malbushim Noim. Meyuchadim Latfila. Begodim Meyuchadim Latfila. Kegoyim big dekuna, just like we all know the big dekuna miyuchet latfila. A person should have the same thing. A miyuchet for the avoda. A person should have the same thing. Miyuchet latfila. Reading the words of the mechaber again. V'roi shi'iloi malbushim no miyuchadam latfila kegoyim big dekuna. Ella says the mechaber. She'ain kol odom yochol avazeis. Not everybody can afford it. Not everybody can afford it. Mikol makoy. That's because sometimes in those days the pants that they wore got dirty, so a person should have pants with a special nikias for tefillah. Okay, but the ma'isa, this halacha, that a person should have malbushim noam yuchadim tefillah. I never met anybody who has clothing just for tefillah. Just for tefillah. I once read about a Rebbe who had a special bekisha that he wore only at the time that his wife benchlicht. During that bracha, when the whole family had a very interesting minig, the whole family came together for licht benching. Everybody was there, and when the Rebbe said benchlicht, he had a special bekisha just for licht benching. But otherwise, I never saw anywhere. I'm assuming that maybe there are sources, there are minhagim, but in the Mechaber it says, V'roi sh'yil ha'malbushim no'am yuchadim l'tfilah. Inshasant ha'alach yuchadim l'tfilah. Okay, so there's a lot to talk about here, and we have a time constraint for the amount of time for this year. So I'd like to mention a few things. First of all, there is a tumult, and this halacha, it's very interesting. The halacha is fluid. And in my own lifetime, I've seen the halacha change vis-a-vis certain sectors of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Tzadik Aleph, Yud Beis, when the Mechaber mentions, and a person should not daven with his head uncovered, with his feet uncovered. So Mishnah Berurah says, regarding head uncovered, ubizmanenu, tzorach lahasim beis hatfila koiva b'roishu. The person has to wear a hat. Kederach shehoylef b'rachoyiv, the way a person goes in the street. V'loi b'koiva hakotin shetachas hakoiva. Not with the yarmulke, the small hat, which is underneath the hat. Ki yiderach lamu kelef ne'anashim chashuv. That's not the way one stands in front of anashim chashuv. The kosher shlafmitz. Okay, now I want to mention, I'm just going to focus on this for a moment. Now, the poiskim talk, and it's a big shiloh, one can be mine and the Heintiger poiskim, about two shilohs. First of all, what happens if you are in a place where people no longer wear hats? They don't wear it for chashivas, they don't wear it for business meetings, they don't wear it when they're going to meet politicians, leaders, powerful people. It's not something that people wear anymore, like we know nowadays. I'm just giving you a point of information. John F. Kennedy, President of the United States of America, when he flew in 1956 from Boston, Massachusetts to Washington, D.C. to become senator, he wore a Homburg. And we all know that in 1960 at his inauguration, he didn't wear a hat, which changed the world. Changed the world in that respect. Until that time, the non-Jews of the world also wore hats. And they stopped wearing hats. So the place you talk about the fact, so what's going to be the din vis-a-vis davening? So those people who talk to wear hats all the time for davening, fashteitza fish wear a hat. And those people that go to a chas and they wear a hat, that's the way they live, fashteitza fish wear a hat. And those people who may not wear a hat when they go to a chasana, or whatever the situation is, so yet, once you be mayan in the poiskim, as far as what they do, once you speak their own individual rub, as far as halacha is concerned. But I would like to speak about something which I think is the dovah shovel of chol nefesh. And it's a troubling type of a shiloh, which I think everybody has to work on themselves. Two issues. One issue is like this. What does a person do when they come to shul? So without a cloud, a person comes to shul, so he's coming to shul the way he would go to work. And let's say the person is a professional and he goes to work in a suit, he comes to shul with a suit. Fine. How does the person dress on Sunday morning? Does he dress on Sunday morning the same way he dresses on Monday morning? And avada nalacha, there's no nafkamina. No nafkamina. So I think that's a shaila that people should really take to heart and think about. How do I come to shul on Sunday morning? I'm not talking about how I dress Sunday morning after shul or after learning. How do I dress when I come to shul on Sunday morning? Number one. And again, some people might say that there is such a thing as days in the office where people don't have to come dressed in their regular suit clothing with the chashivas for the office. There are days that one can come in relaxed clothing, so to speak. Okay, so that might be part of the shiloh. The other point I want to mention is like this. People travel, or people go away on vacation, and maybe a person goes somewhere where there's no menu. Business or a vacation venue, there's no menu. Okay, now you get up in the morning to daven, and you're on vacation mode. How should you get dressed? In your hotel room, you're going to daven. How should you dress? Or you come back after being on the road and you're exhausted, you come into your hotel room and you sit down and eat a meal, and now it's time for Ma'ariv, and you're somewhat relaxed. So do you have to dress up for davening? So I would say, Manias Daiti, that everybody has to make their own decision about this, maybe speaking with their Rav, speaking with their Rebbe. But I think we all have to realize that we have to dress up for davening and not dress down. We're meeting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what davening is. Davening is a meeting with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And since we're meeting with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to act accordingly. Have to act accordingly. And even if, as the Mechaber says, the din is binogeya kehanim, that it's not the same halacha, that bizmanenu, we don't conduct ourselves that way, but roy shiyoroy, malbushim noam yuchon mutfila. Roy. So I'm not even telling anybody to go into the minig. I'm not saying anybody should get clothing yuchodim just for davening, because that nobody does. Maybe it's mechzik yehoira. That also is extra shalom. But a person, chas v'shalom, should not dress down for davening. A person should only dress up for davening. And I think this is a shiloh that can have a tremendous impact on our davening. If a person's home at night, whatever the reason is, they can't go to Ma'ariv with a minyan. They can't go to Ma'ariv with a minyan, whatever it is. Or there's somewhere they can't go. And a person gets up and puts on a suit and puts on a tie and puts on his hat and puts on his shoes and doesn't dress down but dresses up. It's a different davening. I'm going to meet a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what davening is all about. So I think that's something that we learn from this sugya. Mitzayin, that's the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Mitzayin nafshei v'hoda matzlei. Mikashei ratzma b'begodav. It's wonderful to get dressed for a chasan. And Ma'alochi is supposed to get dressed for a chasan. And it's wonderful to get dressed for Shabbos. And Ma'alochi is supposed to get dressed for Shabbos. And who are din yontif? But we're also supposed to get dressed for davening. Because davening is when we meet the boyrei. And in order to facilitate, in order to help, that our machshava should be right. I'm talking Ma'alochi right now. That a machshava, as everybody knows, the first Rav Chaim Menuchas Tfila, the chiyuv of having kavana, as we just read from the Mechaber, from the tour, the chiyuv of kavana like by a carbon. So to facilitate that, I should create an aura, I should create an avira that reminds that right now I'm standing in front of the bayrei. I think that's what the Amorayim were doing, and I think that's what the halacha lemaisa is over here. Once again, you look through all the Hayitik Tshuvas, Rav Moshe is a tshuva, and Yeridaya. Chelik Gimel Samach Ches Sifdalit, where he talks about Tefillah. A little snippet over there where he talks about Tefillah. And all the contemporary Svarim, Shailas about if a person normally wears a hat, should he give up Tefillah B'tzibur if he doesn't have a hat, to wait to get a hat. There's even a tzad, according to some Paiskim, that maybe a person should even give up Tefillah B'zmana. Those are all the Shailas. And be Ma'ayin in all the Shailas. But the root, the aside, the foundation of all the Shailas is based on this Gemara. And I think everybody should make a Cheshbin. La halacha, I'm talking now. La halacha. Make a cheshbon. How do I dress up? How am I mitzayin nafshei? How am I mitkashei atzmei bebegodav? What do I do in order to daven, including Sunday morning, including vacation, including in a hotel room after a long day, or whatever the situation may be? What do I do? La halacha, benegeya my tfila, as hikoin. Hikoin, as I'm preparing myself, as the Pasuk says in almost, He came likras to lekecha Yisrael. We should all be zeicher that our tefillah should be neskabel. We should all be zeicher to be able to daven kiyuchasa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.